My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, on a Thursday. Ooh, extra intensity in the air. What I miss?
No, you didn't get off the block super fast. You know, to try to get off faster next time. Man.
What, no, wait. What? I'm not understanding. I'd like to understand what I miss.
I don't really know.
What? I don't know what's going on the board there. We're on though, and we're rolling.
Yes.
I can see you. You can see me. I can hear you. You can hear me, and I can hear Brad.
That's right.
And so I'm going to assume that I can move forward. I can proceed.
Yes.
Maybe I need to cautiously.
I don't know what's going to happen.
But we're good. I was checking. Did I say the wrong day? That's what threw me off. That maybe I had said the wrong day, but it is Thursday. August 8th, and Team USA.
The computer just crashed, so okay. Heads up.
Well,
that was what I was trying to convey.
Got it.
So any sound effects or things you hear are literally out of my control. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
We got poltergeist over there.
I was trying to do it stealth. There we have it.
2 p.m. Team USA are going to take on Serbia in a semifinal match that hopefully won't be tough.
Yeah.
But as John has told us, we better have the proper amount of fear.
That's right.
When it comes to Serbia and Nikola Jokic. A shout out to Quincy Hall, American 400-meter runner. That was amazing, his kick there at the end to help the Americans win gold or to get himself gold there. But it helped us certainly in our gold medal chase against China. That thing's tightened up as well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, very happy about this, we've got NFL football tonight. Couple of games. We've got 3 more tomorrow. Certainly going to get all up into that. So plenty on the table today to discuss. I feel blessed and grateful to be here with you gentlemen.
No question. Look, it's very important for the start for the United States to get off smoothly. You know, we saw that in the first meeting, they got down 10-2, a little bit like this show. Mm-hmm. It's 10-2 right now. But we got an entire game ahead of us.
I don't think the deficit is that large.
All right, so it's 10-5.
Maybe down a couple shots.
Yeah, it's 10-5. We got plenty of time to make a run here. Need to call a timeout, kind of draw something up.
No, we're gonna play through it
and see what happens. Yeah, that's what Penny would want. Penny would want us to just play right through this, no timeouts, even on the other side of an 18-0 run. You just play through it. Yeah. So real quick update: Germany and France are currently playing as we speak. So this would be the winner of this game would be who the United States.
It's the other semifinal. Yes.
Right. And Germany is ahead 28-22 with 7:30 in the second quarter.
That's so big.
Yeah.
Because France has been feeding off of the home crowd.
They have.
Certainly did, and that was an upset.
Yes. Yes, over Canada. So, you know, we'll see if Wemby can will them to, you know, a win. It's going to probably have to be that. But, yes, France is definitely struggling right now. Okay. So we'll keep you updated about that throughout the day.
I want Germany.
You want Germany?
I want the best.
Man, I want France. I want the worst team.
Come on, dude. No. No excuses.
Germany's just kind of dangerous because they haven't lost.
Literally, if Germany's upset, they'll have that excuse. You guys didn't play us. I don't want to hear that mess. I want the world's best.
Right. Well,
and we've said coming into that, you and I thought from the beginning Germany was the biggest threat, even though the books didn't say that.
That's right.
So I want to be right on that, too.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
We're not talking about, like, you know, Memphis football in the playoff.
You worry about losing?
No, I'm not worried about losing.
All right, then. Let's have the best go out there. The team's got the best shot. And those, the Wagners and Schroeder, I don't know what it is about this level, but they play. They're the best team to me.
Yeah. Well, right now, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like it will be. So keep you updated there. Again, USA Serbia, as you said, going to tip off at 2 o'clock our time. And so we'll have that for you at 2 o'clock. Jeffrey and company will be taking you through that one live when they come on. Drew Hill going to join us at 11:25.
Looking forward.
Yeah, talk to him about the Grizzlies offseason, the Olympics. I don't know if there's anything new since we last talked to him with the Grizzlies. I think the Luke Kennard thing had broken.
Yeah. Harrington's got a mailbag where he's got what he thinks is a little bit of a minutes breakdown for a 10-man rotation, which is what Taylor Jenkins has typically, you know, employed a 10-man rotation.
Yeah.
We're running by Drew. We'll see what he thinks about this minutes distribution, see if he thinks how close it is to being right.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. So we'll do that with Drew at 11:25. Then at 1:25, J.F. Calkins is going to join us,
Stud.
Where we will, in fact, discuss the incident. There's an incident that I can't believe Ron posted about yesterday on social media that he would take it there, but he did. He did, and it's true. It is a fact that Ron is banned from this show. That was not supposed to be public, but he took it there. And so we will talk about that with Jeff and get into sort of the particulars. You know, I told Ron, if you take it there, I'm taking it further. That's something you don't want to do. But he didn't listen.
Well, I saw him in the back by the copier.
He didn't listen.
If you need to take it a step further.
Well, I mean, you know, in an ideal world, everybody gets along.
Because this stuff going back on, you know, Facebook at each other.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't intend for that to happen, but I had to defend my name.
I'm just saying we need to settle like men, like the old days. Y'all need to settle it face to face at the copy machine.
I agree with that. But, you know, again, this is all going to come to the light. So we'll talk to Jeff about it at 1:25. Like I said, in an ideal world, you get along with everybody at work, but that's just not the way it always happens. And so, you know, I'm glad Ron did put, you know, truth to power there. But we'll talk about it with Jeff at 1:25. So that's the show today. Looking forward to it, as always. I don't know if we have the capability, so I'll just sort of wing it here.
We got it.
Okay, we do have it.
Yeah, we are back up and running. Sorry for the reboot here,
generator
gentlemen.
Kicked in.
That's right.
We had a computer. It's that Y2K in the year 2024, so we're back and good. Sorry, y'all. Sorry for the buzzer earlier in the...
CrowdStrike software.
No, I liked it because it kept him on his toes, and he needed it.
Roll with it.
Make sure I had the right day. Hey, ding, X me on the... I said Thursday.
you know, when this thing crashes, it hits a couple of buttons on its own.
Happy Thursday. Yeah.
That's not good. It's like an alarm. Hello.
That's awesome.
Sorry, y'all.
All right, let's do a little over under.
Okay, here we go.
It's Jason and John's over under. Over. Over. Under. Under.
Let me right or wrong by hitting the applause button.
There we go.
I don't know why I decided to play the buzzer as we start. We got applause. It's good to be here on a Thursday. Let's start out with the Olympics. It's fun watching primetime, and I appreciate you all being sensitive to those of us who, you know, enjoy the Olympics in its full packaging with Mike Tirico in the evening with the wine parties. Margin of victory for the United States of America in basketball. Line Smiths have set this at 15.5. What do you think?
Over. Under.
So this is obviously not a spoiler. Right,
I enjoy these because this is sports talk setups.
That's right. So it is 15.5 currently. It opened at 17.5. It was at 17.5 as of Sunday night.
We have line movement.
So the money has come in on the Serbians, and you know, Jason, when you go to Serbia, okay?
Yeah, you can speak to this directly. No other show can do.
They left the buildings from the NATO bombs. They left them in that state.
Bombed out.
They're still bombed out.
Why?
Because they wanted to never forget what NATO had done. They wanted it to be a reminder to their people of what the evils of NATO and what they did in those bombings of Yugoslavia. And so I think what you see is that kind of effort today from Serbia. That's their character. God forgives, Serbia doesn't. So I think this is going to be a close game. You like that?
And No one else could do a setup like that.
So you don't You don't like
could,
the fact that I brought up the NATO
could
bomb.
Tie those two things together, and I don't think anyone would try other than you. That's what makes you a complete original.
That's right, because I'm thinking about it in those terms.
It has nothing to do with this.
Well, you could say that. You could say that. But, you know, when those three stop dropping for Serbia or start dropping for Serbia in a way they haven't the entire tournament, it is going to be like some bombs. All right? That's what it's going to be like for Serbia later today. Go ahead and cancel me. Go ahead and cancel me, Jason. Serbia shot 28% from three in that group play meeting. They're better shooters than that. I promise you they are. They get good looks. They have good players. I mean, these are sharp shooting guys. Micić in the league. Bogdanović in the league. Jokic in the league. Jokic had a terrible tournament from three. I mean, at some point, you got to think, if you're a good player, Jokic is an undisputed first ballot Hall of Famer, the threes will drop. Now, I think the United States wins the game. I do, because I don't think anybody's going to beat them. But I think this line is just a bit absurd. If the United States covers this, I don't know how else to put it. I'll be a little shocked and incredibly impressed that they covered this number against Serbia. And they did it three times. This is also their third meeting. So I'm not expecting it. Give me the points here. I think this is going to be a close one.
How many days ago did Serbia play Australia?
It was Tuesday. Tuesday morning.
So it's tightened up. There's not the three-day breaks in
Correct.
Between like there was in pool play.
Correct.
It's two now.
Now, they played in the morning. The United States played in the afternoon, the night. So Serbia still has the rest advantage, albeit by a few hours.
Well, you would think enough time to recoup, but I could also spin it this way, that the energy that they had to expend in coming back from 24 down could still be a factor here a couple of days later against a much better
Jokic played
USA
39 of 45 minutes.
There you go. He had to play that too. Remember, they had to come back from 24, 25 down, right? 24 down in that game, and think about, you know, that hole you had to dig yourself out of. And once you're out of it, sure. I mean, you probably don't feel it anymore in terms of what it took to come back in that game. But it could show itself here, especially when it comes to third and fourth quarter. If it's been an up-and-down ball game, you could see a Serbian team getting tired toward the end, especially if Jokic – I mean, and I expected at this point – the knockout stage for Jokic to give you a full game, but even trying to do that, he could be worn down, just saying, because of what they had to do in the last game to come back. And so, again, not to sit up here and be on the opposite just to spite you, but I'm going to roll with that sort of narrative here that the U.S., because they're so deep, because they're going to play that up-tempo style and be able to dictate pace, you would think, like they've done in the previous two games. Where they're going to really take off is late in that game, because Serbia has already expended so much to still be here.
Yeah, no,
so
that's fair.
I'm going to roll with that and say they cover.
That's fair. I mean, and you've been on the Americans all tournament.
Well, the only last game was the first one I get right on Brazil and covering against them. I'd been off. Up until that point, it had made the point that I just couldn't get them right. But what have we said? They seem to have locked in now.
Yeah.
That we've hit this you know, knockout stage.
Now, Joel Embiid, I believe, is dealing with some ankle soreness.
Well, that's not good.
He did not return in that second half against Brazil.
Because his start last game was important, it felt like to me.
It was. So, it was the first time they actually got off to a good start.
Yes, and so you'd like to have him and that ability to use him to get off to a good start again.
Yeah.
So I don't like hearing that.
Well, plus, I think, anyway, he's going to get played off the floor by Jokic.
Well, quite possible.
So, I mean, it's going to be about AD today, it feels like, with Joker. That's amazing. You have friggin' Anthony Davis. Now, I will say, like, Jokic gives the business to all three of those guys constantly. You know, like, he gives the business to AD.
I didn't watch any of the previous two, but we got a double team. We got to use Bam. Yeah. I mean, we have a third big with Bam. Why not? And make someone else beat you. That's what I'm doing, especially after watching them chunk three after three last game.
Okay,
you're going to ask beat us with somebody else.
Well, you know,
double up.
You know, what's interesting is, or you could.
Or just let him.
Yeah.
Which what NBA teams did this year.
Yeah.
Let Jokic eat.
Yeah. Well, remember what UConn did to Edie in the title game.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. They just kind of left him one-on-one, let him have 35, and made like they weren't worried about anybody else in man-to-man.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's another way you could do it, too. It's just something to think about. Because I think I would rather...
competitors, man.
I would rather not let them have open threes.
Don't just let Jokic go nuts on you, man. They're competitors. They're the world's best.
We'll see. I mean, this will be Steve Kerr's legacy game. There's no doubt about it. But this is amazing. This is for the rights to go to the gold medal game, and it is a 15.5-point spread. It's just ridiculous, man. We have lapped the country in ways that, you know, it's going to be very tough to catch up. Canada was anointed as this, you know, they're not even meddling. They're not even meddling.
Dylan Brooks does that to you.
You know, so.
The Dylan Brooks effect.
That's like, that to me is like, this is. This
you think
is,
you got a good thing going.
We king? Saw this, haven't we?
This is your king. Canada is your. Yeah. There ain't. Please. Please.
Right.
What a joke. They didn't even have to play the United States, and they still ain't meddling. You know, that's amazing.
So you think all those pool play games where we literally said the world's caught up and used the number of NBA players on these other teams, you think that's now, throw it out.
Well,
as you said, we have lapped the rest of the world again because this is a 15.5-point line.
I think the world caught up.
They caught up.
And
yes.
Then we extended the lead again. Like we widened the gap again, you know? United States, certainly against
we've looked the part against Serbia, but right. I mean, I can't say that against South Sudan.
Okay, well, you know, that was because we didn't take it seriously. To your point, though, we didn't.
I understand.
We didn't do shoot around.
The first time was that. Yes.
he literally
gave them the morning off.
You know, so I think that's a different one. But you know, it's South Sudan.
I mean, you're right. It's probably a lap if it was at 1.2 or 3 laps.
Right.
In terms of where the world is, because you send your best,
right.
There's a significant gap. I'm saying that, though, you know, knowing that this Germany team,
yes,
it has the capability to play you close. And
well,
so,
they beat you in the World Cup. I know it wasn't this team, but
if we're using you have been right. Laps ahead of the rest of the world, I'll give
you. Would you say
we're still one lap ahead?
You would say Germany better than Canada.
Yes, we said that coming in that we thought they were the bigger threat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy because Canada has way more pros, but it just goes to show you that it ain't all about
that. It's the way they play together.
Exactly.
The Wagners
right.
and Schroeder.
And they're constructed well. They have shooters. They have the downhill guard, you know.
Like, I feel like Canada's lacking inside.
They are. They are. Big time.
How much would Edie have helped?
Is he ready quite yet? You know, that's an interesting question.
Well, what did you get at all?
Man,
you
know,
it is, so it's an upgrade.
Kim
Birch. You get a little something more at the very least.
Yeah. By the way, tie game in Paris.
The French crowd, man. You know, having that home country advantage.
Exactly.
It's been huge.
Exactly.
For France. Aren't they still third? I mean, they're third in the medal count. I figure most home countries do pretty well. But it's like, you know, they've had a ton of performances charged up by their home crowds.
Yep. Yep.
Including Marchand, the swimmer. They went nuts.
It is wild when Marchand did the breaststroke. When he comes up, you hear the roar.
They roar as he goes up.
Pretty one. Fun to watch.
He said how much that charged him up, and he could hear it, and you get into a rhythm.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a big advantage, you know?
No question. No question.
Let's pop over to the NFL. I just Googled this, and maybe you guys can help me because I'm now a YouTube TV subscriber. It does say that YouTube TV carries the NFL Network. This game is on the NFL Network tonight. It's at 6 o'clock here, Panthers and Patriots. Total points for Pats Patriots in the preseason game tonight, 35 over under. What do you think?
Well, Jason, you had some thoughts on this one, which I found interesting.
I
do have a bet on this game, but it ain't the total.
Mine was just to the under here. Bryce ain't playing, as John told us yesterday. While we know the Pats QBs are playing, who's that? Jacoby Brissett, Drake May, maybe some Joe Milton. What you tell me? What else is on that offense? You know, they didn't do a whole lot this offseason in terms of adding weapons for a guy like Drake May. Whereas you see, you know, Bears, others, Houston getting their young quarterback weapons. You know, that's typically how things. That's what you try to do to find out if you've got the guy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have those kinds of things to find out if Drake May is the guy. So it's going to be one of the worst offenses in the league. And then you tell me Bryce not playing for Carolina. You said I had some thoughts. Yeah, I wonder if this is too square.
Yeah.
This feels obviously like it's going to go lower.
Yeah.
Like it's going to go under 35. At one point, I think this has moved. I thought I saw it at 33.5 earlier, and it's gone up.
Yeah.
I just feel safe going under here. I'm glad football's. This could be two of the worst teams, the two worst teams in the NFL this year.
Feel really confident about one of them being the worst for sure.
I know telling you that because you don't believe it though because you and Chernoff are on the over
on the
Carolina
over. 4.5. Yeah, I mean they could still be one of the worst and win 5 games, right?
That's true.
I mean, that's possible. But yeah, so I actually think you're right on the under, because the Panthers, as you mentioned, not going to be playing Bryce Young.
Have they said why that is?
No.
Do we have a reason for
no,
that?
No, we do not. I think it's weird. I think it's strange, especially with a new coach.
The only reason I'm not playing him, second-year quarterback, is if my O-line is in such shambles right now at this point in camp
right.
that I don't feel like I can protect him. Well, that I will buy.
Well, they would otherwise, not say that publicly, playing. Right? They wouldn't say, our offensive line is well, so no, bad you, that we can't play him.
No, you wouldn't say, but what I'm saying is if it's that for that reason, case, yeah. I'll understand. I can understand that.
Right. We don't know. But also, no Andy Dalton tonight for the Carolina Panthers. So their starting quarterback is a dude named Jake Plummer.
Well, now you make me feel even better about it.
Who's not related to Jack Plummer. What was his name?
Jake.
Who was the? Who
it's
was
another Jake Plummer.
It was Jake yeah. Plummer, dude. That's yeah. what I'm telling you.
It's not his. He's not related.
Not related to
him,
the other Jake Plummer. Hold,
there's two Jake Plummer quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, and they're not related.
Yeah, like I looked it up. And
spelled M-M-E-R, not M-B-E-R.
I think they're both spelled that
way. So
though.
They're both M-M-E-R.
Yeah. 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 The other one is, by the way, the 49-year-old former pro quarterback that is out of the league.
Was a stud with the Cardinals there for a while. He was a fun football player to watch.
Yeah, I remember him.
Old Plummer.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
had a ceiling on
what
him.
What are though. The odds that there's another Jake Plummer that plays quarterback that's not related to the other Jake
Well,
Plummer?
There's no way he's as mobile as the first Jake Plummer.
No.
And Jake had the sidearm, right?
Yeah, yeah. He could throw it sidearm. He had some legs on him, too. He could buy some extra time.
Old Jake Plummer selling mushrooms now, by the way. He's got a clove farm.
Okay.
That's what it says on his X account.
This Jake Plummer sucks. This Jake Plummer played at Louisville last year and was awful. So it's going to be a lot of that dude. And so I actually have the Patriots -3.5. It's now 6.5. So you're going to see a lot of Brissett. You're going to see a lot of Drake May. You're going to see a lot of Bailey Zappe and Joe Milton even. So
wow,
big advantage in the quarterback room, you would say.
They got no quarterback because they got three of them trying to get this thing.
Well, it's going to be Brissett to start, and then you know they'll go from there. But not many games this season will you be able to say the Patriots have a big advantage at quarterback. But tonight, that will be true. Tonight, they will have a big advantage at that position.
If those teams are drafting 1 and 2 next year, who are they taking with seemingly having the young quarterback already in the fold?
Oh.
Mm.
I mean, you can't go quarterback yet, can you? It'd be too early. Can you just I mean, you can't. Can you?
Carolina won't. They believe enough in Bryce Young. And the Patriots could. They could pull in Arizona, which was what Rosen, back in the day where
and
they went.
Murray.
Rosen, Murray. That's the only one. I mean, they could. But is Drake May going to play enough where you have a conviction
I think you got to.
On him?
By the end of the year, he'll be the starter.
My point, I would look for Carolina, which gave up a ton, remember, to come up to get Bryce Young. I'd look for them to trade back in that situation, even if they're the two. If they're one or two. Because they got to recoup some of the assets they lost, and Lord knows they need everything. And so I don't know if there's a, and that's something we'll have to look through in college football this year. There are already some lists out, but the non QBs expected to go high in that draft. Do you take a look at that? Is it a defensive end? Is it something like that, or do you take a look at trading back? Let somebody else come up to get one of these QBs, because for those two teams, they seemingly already have their young guy.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Carolina needs picks. I would suspect they'd be looking seriously at trading back.
Yeah.
But Carolina, let you and Chernoff tell they may impress.
Yeah.
May not be the second worst team.
Well, I mean, if it impress means win 5 games, I'll take it.
No, 5 could have them worse. There's a couple other teams, though, aren't there?
Yeah, you have them. You have Let's see who are the teams.
I think Minnesota's not going to be down there, but they will be at the bottom of the North.
Yeah.
Probably more like with 6 or 7 wins.
I mean, there's
unless you believe in Sam Darnold.
There's not a ton of teams that you would just say like will be like for sure bottom dwellers. I think the Saints could be. Like, I think they could be pretty bad. Denver probably going to be pretty rough. Titans be
that number 6.5. Are you over or under on that?
On
if you're under, then they'll definitely be in the mix.
On the Broncos?
No, on the Titans. Their total win total is 6.5.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're under, then they are one of those teams.
I would lean under there because it's just hard to say over with all the change. Patriots will be bad, and maybe the Commanders.
No.
You don't think so?
McLaurin's finally got a quarterback.
Yeah. I don't think
they got a running game.
I don't think there are a ton
Commanders
of teams,
got a running
though.
Game?
I think like the Titans, the Saints, the Panthers, the Broncos.
That's what I'm saying. These are going to be among the worst.
The Patriots. I mean, somebody in that NFC East is going to be bad, whether it's the Giants or the Commanders. I mean, one of those teams is going to be bad. But, yeah, I think that's – and you're right. Maybe the Vikings take a big step back, you know, because, I mean, you're rolling Darnold out there now. I mean, unless the coach can out-scheme everybody, which maybe he can. It could be rough. All right, we'll come back, talk to Drew Hill, get his thoughts on the Grizzlies situation. As you mentioned, Harrington had some minutes distributions. We can talk about that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
The best place to bet the games this summer is on FanDuel. You know, they're America's number one sports book. If you didn't know by now, you should, because right now, new customers, you can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That makes it easy. We're not talking spreads or anything like that, even when it comes to Team USA later today. We're just talking about a win. So why not put it on Team USA versus Serbia? I think that's pretty good advice. If you don't like basketball, go for something else. You've got badminton. You've got soccer still going on. FanDuel's got it all that's remaining of these games, so don't miss your chance. Again, to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins, FanDuel makes it easy. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith. Sign up. Get started. Have some fun. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. And I believe we're done here. We're all done here with the roster, which I think was true last time we had you on. But now we can sort of start to piece this thing together. He joins us now. Drew, what's up, brother?
What's up, guys? I'm doing good over here. I like the Alabama fight song. That's a good lead-in. Yep.
I'm ready to talk some Grizzlies, some Hard Knocks, whatever you guys want to go.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Let's go ahead and do it.
That's right. You got the Hard Knocks as well.
Let's just start there. Comment on the purse.
It's not a purse.
It is a purse.
It's a bag. And listen,
that's a purse.
People carry bags.
We don't have to be delusional about it.
Tell John it's high fashion, Drew.
High fashion. John, you don't give John Jaren crap for carrying bags.
They don't carry a bag. Bro, that thing was like around. It didn't even have a strap. He had a poodle in that thing.
It's Parisian, and it's a satchel.
Which is fine, okay? But see, the fact that you're trying to say it's something that it's not, that underlines the problem.
It's just hilarious because you could never get away with carrying a bag like that, and Caleb Williams can because he's Caleb Williams.
That's exactly right.
That's why I don't carry that bag, but I don't feel the need to make fun of him. Like, I don't make fun of Jaren when he shows up to a Grizzlies game wearing some ridiculous outfit, right? I don't, because guess what? He's Jaren. He can wear that. He can do that. He can kind of do what he wants in that way, and, like, no one is going to say anything. It's Caleb Williams. The guy's going to do what he wants to do. And I think he won the first episode of Hard Knocks because, you know, at least he looks like he's one of the guys, right? Like, that's the goal of this. It's like, is that he's not going to be so outlandish that, like, you feel like his teammates are going to resent him for it. Nah, it doesn't really seem like that's the case. So I give him a check win on first episode.
Agreed.
It's fine. I mean,
and the purse is fine.
Exactly. It's a purse. As long as you just acknowledge it's
a purse. Have you seen John and his crossbody?
John, do you have a crossbody?
I have a crossbody bag that I take to the casino.
It's a strap. He's got it across his body, and I've seen women wear their purses that way.
Yes, but that has become more in. And again, it's a special situation. I only wear it when I go to the casino to have chips or carry a lot of cash.
Guy from The Hangover, Alan, or whatever his name is.
That's exactly what he looks like. A damn fool. Alan, exactly.
Well, this is Louis, though. This is Louis. It's Louis V, though. I mean, the Allens was not Louis, okay? But here's the thing, though. That's for practicality. That's for practicality. What's Caleb's purse for, man? What's he keeping in there? He got his pink phone and his fingernail polish.
The plays, fool. The plays are in there.
Oh, yeah. Let me dig around and let me get the audibles here in the purse. I mean,
Of course, this is the part that John wanted to focus on, Drew, in a Hard Knocks. That was fantastic. Saban in it.
When Caleb has a great night on the football field, I need you to tweet, Caleb's in his purse. He's not in his bag. He's in his purse. Are you willing to do that?
He throws three touchdowns. My God, I'll do it every game. I don't care. This is how deep I am in this. I'm going to publicly say it, so this is trouble. But I bet my friend, who's a Caleb Williams hater, I said if Caleb Williams throws three touchdowns in the first game, I will paint my fingernails blue and orange, and I will do it.
Wow!
I will do it if he throws.
I like
three
that
touchdowns
you put some on the line.
Game, I'll do it.
I respect
it. Because listen, I don't care. This is how I feel about this. Seriously. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what words I'm allowed to use on the station out loud, so I won't. I'll go. He sucks, right? Like, just as a human being, he's an annoyance to me. He's been an annoyance forever, and it just, you know, from a personality standpoint, oh man, he's so good at rubbing people the wrong way intentionally. Like, he's just excellent at that. And so, not only did I have a guy in the division that I was forced to hate, but also he was the most hateable guy. That's exactly what I want Caleb Williams to be. I want Caleb Williams to be really good, and I want absolutely no one to like him because I've had to deal with that forever. And so now it's time for someone else to deal with that. And so that's what I want. I'm so down for everyone to hate Caleb Williams and Caleb Williams to be so awesome that everybody else has to deal with it. That's the ideal situation for me.
Well, he looks to be. I mean, we'll see on Jaden Daniels, but he looks of this quarterback class. He definitely looks like most likely, right? He looks most likely to be the next generation, join C.J. Stroud and all those guys. So, I mean, I'm a fan of great quarterback play. So if Caleb Williams is a great quarterback, I'm all about it. The league needs it. We have too many mediocre quarterbacks. So
see, and here's the thing about it. When guys like John make fun of the purse, then guys like – then real bad guys like A.B., Antonio Brown, did you see the mess he tweeted about it?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm talking about. Yeah, like, you give
that's
that,
a, that's
you,
a, that's
you
a,
become part of that, John.
Oh, that's
yes,
ridiculous.
Yes, you are.
That's
oh,
ridiculous.
We can play with this,
oh,
but
I
there's a line.
That.
No, you give him the fuel he needs
I've never
then to
used
go
that
overboard
word. I've never
it.
Used that
no,
word.
No, that's my point. It just becomes ugly. And what did you say about the Caitlin conversation? We don't want to contribute to that ugliness, do we?
I agree.
Because you don't like it.
But
it drives you crazy.
I would like to be the cracker of the day. I think that's a prestigious award. If one day Antonio Brown bestowed that upon me, I would humbly accept it. Cracker of the day.
You can tell he lives in Germantown, can't you, Drew?
Yeah, it's all good.
Drew, I mean, what's more?
He was speechless, bro.
Drew, what's more? I mean, honestly, what's more prestigious to you, the cracker of the day or the green eye shade award? I mean, I think Cracker of the Day would be the one.
I'm good. I'm gonna keep my awards over here. You can have those awards if that's what you really want. You go ahead. You got to do something really stupid to get named to that list. So we'll see. I don't know. It might take some really hot takes. Who knows? Like maybe one day.
Just, don't put it past
me. Maybe one day your dream will come true.
Don't put it past me, man. All right. Chris Harrington has a piece up at the Daily Memphian about minutes distribution. And look, we can go down the list, and we will, but isn't this the minutes that matter are the ones that are played by 12, 22, and Jaren, right? I mean, those are the minutes that matter. And Edie,
yeah,
Edie
the,
now.
Those are the minutes. Yeah, Edie will be like, what, 22 to 25 probably? I mean, that's a healthy amount, but it's not like – I mean, John's going to be close to 30, you would think. So, those are the minutes that really matter. I actually, full disclosure, I haven't read that yet. I've been working on my own newsletter, trying to update people on what some of these guys are doing this summer. Those are the minutes that really matter to me. Like, what's interesting in terms of minutes distribution is, like, how much does Vince get used versus Marcus?
Yep.
And how much does Santi get used versus Gigi? Like, those are kind of, like, the big questions there. And I would probably lean towards the fact that Vince should get a healthier dose. And not just because I'm a big-time Vince believer, but also because that's the smart thing to do if you're trying to keep Marcus healthy for a playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would try to lean on some of the guys that have held up a little bit better, that are a little bit younger. Like, those are the guys you want to lean on. So, I think that the most interesting one there is the Vincent Marcus discussion.
I think you mentioned you hadn't been able to see the piece yet, but y'all are pretty much on the same page, especially with Edie. What'd you say, 22 to 25? Harrington's got it 24, and it was interesting because that's where I was going to go. He had Vince and Marcus both even at 26. I'm kind of with you that I could see you leaning more towards Vince, especially after the first couple of weeks, just in hopes of, you know, that helping preserve Marcus. But it's going to be relatively even, right? It's not going to be a deal where Marcus is way above him. We believe that way. More importantly, that franchise seems to believe that much in Vince.
Yeah.
That he's that ready.
I believe that much in Vince. I mean, I think he's shown you enough, right? Like, he's given
so.
You
yep.
months of it.
Yep.
And so at this point, you just assume that that's going to translate. And so I just trust Vince from a skill perspective and an experience perspective. I think when guarding up, you might trust Marcus a little bit more than you would trust Vince in terms of just like defending another team's wing that might be taller than those guys. But I trust Vince shooting. I trust his shooting more than I trust Marcus Smart shooting. I think he plays with a tenacity that matches the way that Marcus Smart plays. I think that he's more frustrating in terms of being a defender. Like, Marcus may be a little bit more sound, but Vince might gamble a little bit more, might be a little bit more frustrating. And I think with Edie and Jaren on the back end, like, you feel pretty good about your guards trying to go out there and be pretty aggressive on the perimeter. So, I just lean Vince a little bit. But I think it's that one is probably the most interesting race of all of the minutes races.
With you completely on that, the one I will ask you about, because he had him low, and it kind of, my eyebrow raised up a little bit. I just wondered, and remember Harrington saying this is to start the year. But he's got Brandon Clark down at 16 minutes, tied with Gigi Jackson right there low. Lower than Santi at 18, lower than Kennard at 18. How much of that, Drew, do you think? And again, you know, I'm assuming you hadn't talked to him about exactly how he broke it down. But is that, okay, that's a ramp up? Because isn't he typically, Brandon Clark, even coming off the bench, like more of a 20, 22-minute guy? And you wouldn't expect it to stay 16 all season long, right?
I would have to double-check this, Jason. But I do think that Brandon Clark has probably played fewer minutes than anybody realizes.
Okay.
Over the course of his career. Because I think that he's one of those high, high efficiency guys. So I think he actually hasn't played quite as much as maybe we think.
It's, I mean, for his career, it's 21.3. Last time out was, last time out was only 16 games, but it was 22. Back to your point, you know, last, right. 22, 23, 56 games, it was 19.5. It wasn't over 20.
19.5.
There you go.
Yeah, that's about where I thought. So 16, that might be a little bit conservative, but I think that is probably also factoring in the Achilles.
Beginning, right.
And still coming back.
Okay.
You don't need him to play heavy minutes. The Santi thing surprises me a little bit because the only reason that Santi's minutes would be higher in that scenario is simply because Santi can play with more combinations, right? Mm-hmm. Because Santi can play with Edie and he can play with Brandon.
Right.
Whereas Brandon can't play with Edie. So, I think that maybe has something to do with why he might have those ordered the way that they are. I have to talk to him about that. But I think all of that checks out, makes sense. By the end of the season, I think you're hoping Brandon's playing more minutes than that. But again, it's challenging because it just all depends on how much you think Edie's really going to play.
Yep.
Because Edie and Clark are not going to be out there together. They're just not going to take that much shooting. Like they're not going to put two non-shooters out there. So
yeah.
They're both limiting each other depending on how the other one is playing at the moment.
Talking to Drew Hill, covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian, joins us every single Thursday on the show. All right, it's 2028. The Olympics, the Summer Olympics are in Los Angeles. Over under 1.5 Memphis Grizzlies on the U.S. men's basketball team.
Over under.
Ooh.
That is the number, right? Or should it be
0.5? Yeah. I think 0.5 is safer. I would take the under on 1.5. I think Ja will be on the team because some of those guards are going to circle out. I think Ja's pretty likely to be on the team. Jaren's iffy because think about where Embiid is now. 4 years from now, what will Embiid be? Because obviously he's going to be on the team if he's close to what he is right now.
I don't know. I think Embiid needs to go build something somewhere else. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't really think he's going to be asked back. Do you, Jason?
No, I just think maybe this one-off is good enough for him, particularly just his health and knees and body at this point.
He's going to be like 34 years, 36 years old by the time
that
rolls
around.
I think it's less likely, but you still have Bam. I mean, is Anthony Davis going to be done 4 years from now? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or does he want to try to get four the way that Kevin Durant's got four, right?
He might want to.
That, right?
Yeah, that's...
So, I mean, it's just a little bit more crowded in the front court. Like, you got Evan Mobley. He would be an option. It's harder to imagine Jaren. But Ja just feels like... I mean, I was pulling it up today. He's got the 10th best odds to win MVP. And much of those guys above him are, players from overseas. So... I feel good about Ja being on that roster. Jaren is iffy. I mean, he's got some USA experience,
right?
But that's a pretty tight race.
Well, and again, the question was Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, it is not a guarantee that Jaren is a Grizzly in 2028 either. I mean,
that's a good point.
So
I think
the answer, the number is 0.5, and I would take the over. But I'm like you, I would probably take the under on 1.5. By the way, have you been watching any of the Olympic basketball games other than the United States? Are you involved and invested at all?
Not much outside of the United States. I've watched a few. I was I didn't watch over the weekend, but I've seen some of these games, and I agree with you. I think Embiid's been pretty bad, honestly,
yes,
for this U.S. team, and I'm not really sure how he fits, and it's kind of frustrating.
He doesn't. That's how he fits.
They force it, though. It's not that he doesn't fit. It's that they try to force him to fit.
Well, because like you can see where a guy like him with his size is and the skill set is so dominant in this, you know, league and getting the I don't know. It just hasn't really worked. It's not fluid at all.
I feel much better with AD on the floor. I'll just put it that way. Like AD and LeBron on the court together and we'll be all right. That's typically how I feel. It doesn't work that way in the NBA, but that's how I feel watching the Olympics.
Drew, I was listening to John on Jeff the other day, and I think Jeff had asked him a question along the lines, you know, your optimism level in Grizzlies, and John's point, I'm high on them, top four seed. But then when he asked him to name them, and John, you correct me if I'm out of school here, that once you started going through, you realize, you know, how tough it will be to be top four. You know, you go through the OKCs, the Minnesotas, the Dallases, and I think to the point, and to bottom line, I think John even – you know, push the Grizzlies above Dallas into that spot to do it. And Dallas is just coming off of a run. We know what they did, the team they were after this trade deadline last year. I'm just how optimistic with you, you know, with John, excuse me, are you on a top four seed? Or are you looking at it more like, I just believe more in 1-6 and giving him a little more room?
I'm pretty optimistic with John on the top four because, again, I do think that the Grizzlies can win 50 games. And that's probably going to get you close enough. Especially with injuries, the way I choose to look at it. Well, first of all, when you look at Dallas, right? They were a great team through the end of the season, but they had healthy Kyrie and healthy Luka,
mm-hmm.
and that's not typical, right? And so, like, what are they really going to look like? And PJ Washington was on a tear for a minute. And, like, I don't know if I believe in him in the same way that he played towards the end of the season last year. So maybe I'm not as high on Dallas as maybe some other people are, but the Thunder are going to be really good. The Nuggets are going to be really good, and the Timberwolves are probably going to be really good. But one injury, you know, can derail any of those seasons. If it's Jokic or if it's Ant, that can fall apart pretty quickly. I mean, and then the other one, the wild card, is the Suns. It's like, how do the Suns
right.
play, because they weren't very good last year. KD at his best is obviously very good. We're seeing it in the Olympics. Bradley Beal is just an anchor that's pulling down that entire roster construction now.
Yes.
But they still have really talented players, and like Booker and Durant are unbelievable. So can they pull it together? Maybe.
But I like the Tyus acquisition. But right,
yeah, that was a good pickup for them. So I think that, like, they're the wild card, but it's all about health for all these teams, and it almost feels like a merry-go-round of who's going to stay healthy, and those are the teams that are going to end up in the top four. You know, based on the fact that Memphis had such bad injury luck last year, just hoping that some good luck turns around and comes to them this year, and that these guys stay on the court, because I think if they do. I mean, the last time we saw the Grizzlies, like, truly at full strength, they were, like, beating the crap out of Denver towards the end of this, towards the All-Star break, and they beat the crap out of Milwaukee when Milwaukee was at full strength. And, like, we got to remember, when this team is healthy, this team is really good. Like, they're highly competitive with the very best teams in the league. And, like, I think Memphis will be that again, so long as all these guys are on the court.
By the way, was the Tyus was linked to the Grizzlies? Were you hearing that?
No, I wasn't.
Okay,
I didn't think it.
You don't believe it? No, you don't really believe it?
At that price, I mean, that's obviously interesting.
Right.
But no, I didn't think that. No, I didn't think that was likely, to be honest with you. And they've got Scottie now, who mm-hmm. I think have some belief in.
Because it feels like if you're Tyus, right, and if that was an option, wouldn't you go back to a situation that you knew and thrived in, right? I mean, that, you know, again, if it's all the same, I guess things can change. But I just would have assumed that if all things were equal on the table, we would have seen Tyus back with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I mean, potentially. But again, that wasn't something that in any, like, even private conversation came up with anybody from the organization. So that wasn't on my radar. I'm not to say that he didn't even just check on it, because he certainly could have, but it was never something that, like, was alerted to me as a possibility prior to him signing with the Suns. But again, like, yeah, that would have been a good pickup, but is there playing time for him? Is there, like, opportunity? I suppose so. Especially if these guys don't stay healthy, but, like, you got to move off of Derek in that scenario, probably. Like, mm-hmm. and we all know how you feel about him, John. So I don't think that was ever really had a chance of getting off the ground there.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick, Drew, if you were Travis Hunter, the Colorado wide receiver and corner, you know you're going to play in the NFL. Which one would you want to play in the NFL, wide receiver or corner?
Oh, I always want to score touchdowns.
And they're making $10 million more, it looks like, per year.
Oh, is that?
Than the highest-paid corner, which is around 20, it looks like, and receivers now are making, you know, 30-plus, it looks like.
Now, was that reset? Around, that was just
AJ
reset.
A.J. Brown's $32 million.
That was just reset, though, right? I mean, it was closer before that got reset.
Yeah, it was closer before this year, but still, I mean, that's a significant gap.
It is. I would have thought it was a little closer than that.
But isn't he thought to be a better corner than he is receiver?
Yeah, and most mocks have him as a corner, to your point, Drew. I mean, John made that point. I think he's a better corner than he is a receiver. But if you end up a top receiver, which he might have the ability to develop into, you're making more money lifetime. Theoretically.
I still think I'd want to score touchdowns. Who doesn't want to score touchdowns, right? Like, that's way more fun. Make more money.
There's just more glory on that side, too, yeah. I mean, you make more money. Your face is out there more than the corners.
How
many corners have got, you know?
Well, can we even name the best DB right now?
It used to be Jalen. Oh, Ramsey. But
it used
it's not
to be,
any,
yeah.
I don't know
fell
if it still
off.
Is.
Jalen Johnson.
He's up there.
Stop.
No,
he says he is. They didn't put him in the top 100, though, Drew. That's good for us.
Giving John a hard time. Yeah. No, but that's a good point. I don't think we could even name exactly who that is at this moment.
The KC dude that was high.
He's gone,
year,
though. He's
got, they had to let him. Right.
Legarius
he's
Steve,
up there.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Yeah, Legarius.
His numbers are up there.
Trent McDuffie was good, too, for them. But again, we're talking about, like, you know, these are no-name guys in households,
that's
right?
What I'm saying. And you don't have brand deals and everything else like a wide receiver is going to have.
So, in terms of like, I'm just looking up like lists. Sauce Gardner with the Jets is considered one. Then Patrick Surtain in Denver. Then Ramsey with the Dolphins. Jalen Johnson is fourth on this list.
No, he's up there, bro.
And then Charvarius Ward with the 49ers. So, I mean, again. It's just a big drop-off, though. It's a big drop-off. You can name 10 receivers, right, before you probably can name the best DB in the NFL. So that's something to consider for sure in terms of your marketing and branding and all of that. Right. And I'm sure that's being considered by Travis Hunter and his folks right now. So anyway, Drew, you're the best, man.
Thank
appreciate
you, Drew.
The time, as always.
Bear down.
Yep, thanks, guys. See ya.
He is Drew Hill. Covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Nice enough to join us every Thursday. Quick update here on the semifinal. France, 56-50 going into the fourth quarter.
I told you, man, a home crowd.
They have
to mess around and have to play France. It'll make for a better environment.
It will. It will.
But I'd rather see Germany.
You know, again, we'll see. A lot of time, right? Let's see if Germany can score this three. They brick that. So, yes, it will be 56-50 going into the fourth quarter, barring a three from Fournier here. He does not get it. So, 6-point deficit for Germany, and you got 10 minutes left for your Olympic life. So, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see how this fourth quarter unfolds. Wembanyama has been fantastic defensively, as expected. Gobert might as well be in Memphis. He might as well be here with us.
Wemby has been amazing.
He is not playing. Gobert has been phased out of the rotation.
14.5 up at book, going into this game, 14.5 points, 11 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 2.8 steals. Like, he's just doing everything for them.
Right. Yes, he is. And they made, you know, and the coach made a ballsy play. The coach made a ballsy play by taking him, you know, Gobert out and saying, hey, it's Wembanyama's all the way.
Is he playing center with Gobert out?
Yeah.
Because he's rebounding like a center.
Well, you know, in FIBA, there's no defensive 3 seconds. So he can just basically...
He's playing free safety. My goodness, man.
And he's big enough
to do it. He's putting up little Jokic numbers.
He is, man. It'll be fun to watch his NBA career develop.
Jokic got him by 4 assists, but he's putting up more steals.
Man. Yeah, Popovich is there today. And again, we said that's why Pop didn't retire, right? Like we said, he wanted to coach.
Bro, Jarbo is there today.
Jarbo is in the building. He's going to go to this U.S. Serbia game.
Was reported by Jeff Calkins, I believe, got a text from Jarbo. He's asking him a question. Said, "I can't come on. I'm in Gay Paris."
How about that?
Said he's going to be there for USA Serbia.
Man.
Jarbo isn't just Mr. He's Mr. USA.
He got that
he's not just Mr. Memphis.
Pension.
He's Mr. USA. He's they're right. They talked about Jarvis is living his best life in retirement.
Good for him.
And he deserves it.
I mean, that's the goal, right? The goal is to work hard and play hard when it's all said and done. You know?
I just think if you sow all that goodness, you know, you're gonna reap it.
Yeah.
And that's what Jarvis is doing right now.
Yeah, whatever the hell that means, you know.
Have you ever heard reap what you sow?
Yeah, but I you know, who's
I know.
Who decides what's good and what's reaped and sowed?
You're real uncomfortable. Live your life right, man, you're gonna be rewarded.
You're
gonna be rewarded.
I feel like I sow a good life.
Yeah, you keep living in sin.
What's sinning, man? I'm faithful. I'm a good man.
Just saying.
I'm a good father.
You're thinking there's no difference.
I really don't do that many drugs.
Rude awakening.
It's pretty low key on my end. So I look forward to the reaping. When does that start?
Once you start sowing them good seeds.
I want to know when the reaping begins, because all I hear about is all this sowing I got to do. I want to know when the reaping starts, dog. Anyway, France is reaping right now, and it's about to be time to sow in about 9 minutes.
Man, that crowd is a problem.
Yeah. So, no,
Germany
you're right.
Knows.
In terms of the atmosphere on Saturday, you're exactly right. It'll be lit if it's France and United States. Wimby versus Joel Embiid. I mean, Joel Embiid versus,
Wimby versus USA.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, no, it'd be fun, man. It'd be a good time. So, 58-50, Germany's on the ropes.
Who's hotter in France right now, him or Marchand?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Especially with the pride that they have right now watching Wimby do this.
It's got to be Wimby, right?
I don't know, man.
I mean,
did
Wimby's
you hear the way they go when Marchand comes in, bro? Leon put on. He put on for them in this Olympics.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, it's four golds.
Yeah.
One of them, maybe a relay three individual, something along those lines. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. By the time, we'll have a final here soon. So we'll keep you posted. Come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, ID Chart FM, ESPN.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.